Yesterday, on the very first day of the NFL's new concussion protocols, on the very first snap of a game, on a team that had already seen a QB sidelined by concussions, the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, suffered a blow to the head during a tackle. A concussion spotter saw him stumble, and he was taken out of the game. Now, Bridgewater was starting in place of Tua Tagovailoa, who took a head blow during a game last month and was allowed to keep playing even though he looked shaky on his feet. And then 4 days later, he was hit again and taken out of that game on a stretcher, his fingers contorted in what's called a fencing response, a sign of brain injury. Hence the rule change this weekend. Lindsey Jones is senior NFL editor at The Ringer. Lindsey, so the NFL updated the concussion rules after Tagovailoa's two hits. Tell us what the update was. I mean, what were the new requirements?
Hi, sure. So the biggest change was that they have made it more conservative. They've removed the language that referred to gross motor instability and replaced it with ataxia, which is basically a form of gross motor instability, but is caused that has a neurological cause.
Isn't that just like when you're stumbling? I mean, is it?
Yeah, so it's a loss of balance some sort of stumble situation. And but that has a neurological cause. Under the previous protocols, if a player exhibited that sort of gross motor instability, he could be cleared to return to the game if the doctors involved had, diagnosed some sort of non-neurological cause. Right now, they've removed that sort of gray area, and they're saying if a player stumbles, staggers, looks wobbly on his feet, he will not be allowed to return to the game no matter what.
No matter what. I mean, if later you find out he twisted his ankle, that's fine. But in the meantime, get him off the field.
Yes.
And explain what a spotter is, because it was a spotter that saw the stumbles of Teddy Bridgewater.
Sure, the spotters aren't new. So these are people who are trained to look for the signs of concussions. There are spotters on either sidelines. So there are, multiple spotters on the field during a game. And there is also a spotter who is up in the booth who has a bird's eye view. So the idea is that these people will be specifically looking during and then after plays when maybe the television cameras cut away for these sorts of symptoms of concussions. And then they have the ability to buzz down to the official, the head referee of the game, and stop play really at any point. We actually saw it in a game a couple weeks ago where the ball had already been snapped and then the play was ruled dead because the spotter had called down and right. said that a player needed to be removed.
But as you said, that's been happening. It seems like, well, the Dolphins fired the neurotrauma consultant who allowed Tua to play after his, what we know is a first concussion. So is there a sense that maybe the right people aren't on the job? I mean, I don't want to paint this with a broad brush like that, because we see people rush out on the field when all of these players, they've been like four since Tua was hit, four who've been pulled. Is it thought that the right people weren't making that decision about whether or not they should play?
Yeah, I mean, those are certainly questions right now. And I do want to be clear that it was the NFL Players Association that requested that the unaffiliated neuroconsultant who was working on the Dolphins game was fired, not the NFL itself. So these are jointly administered protocols and rules. So it was the NFLPA who had the power to do that because these people are jointly appointed. I did speak with the NFL's chief medical officer on a conference call with other reporters on Saturday afternoon. And that very question is something they are very much pushing back on. And they're saying that, these are very highly skilled, neurologists who have to adhere to very high standards of level of care. You know, their own medical licenses are at stake here. So, their responsibility is to these players who they treat as patients, and then certainly to their profession as well. Yeah. And they have those standards that they have to meet. And one of the things to watch moving forward now is, given this intense scrutiny and, really this kind of, criticism of these medical professionals who are making these decisions, is if some, highly skilled doctors might not want to be in that role right now, right, saying, look, head injuries are extremely hard to diagnose. I mean, I think we all can agree upon that. There's no, one test that will say definitively whether or not somebody suffered a traumatic brain injury or not. Will they want to keep doing this extra job where, you know, their reputations and their careers could be threatened, you know, if there is even the assumption that maybe something wasn't followed properly.
Just a couple seconds here, Lindsay. Literally, maybe a yes or a no, but do you think it was the fingers, the contorted fingers that just people said enough?
Yeah, I mean, we all saw it, right? You can't ignore that. You know, brain injuries are really hard to see and understand, but when you see that, everybody had a visceral reaction to it.
It was quite something. I don't ever want to see that again. Lindsay Jones, senior NFL editor at The Ringer, we thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.